Hello. My name is Richard Perrin, though everyone just calls me Rick for short. What you are reading are my memoirs, the story of how I came to the weirdest island in the world and my survival on it. It all began in June of 2015. My twin sister, Lisa, and I had finished our last courses for the semester, and with our 25th birthday fast approaching, my father gave me a set of keys. Keys to a yacht. Now, before you ask, hey Rick, how can your dad afford a yacht? Well, let me answer that. My father is the co-owner and CEO of Perrin Turney Technologies, one of the largest tech firms in all of Canada, located in Vancouver, British Columbia. Needless to say, growing up, my big brother Roy, Lisa, me, we were rather privileged. Earlier that year, Roy had moved to Japan to start up a branch of the company there, and to marry his longtime girlfriend, of course. We hadn't seen him since January at the wedding, and this yacht, well, the way I saw it, this would give me a chance to see him, and it would give me a chance to practice my Japanese, which had admittedly gotten rusty. The plan? Set out from Vancouver and take the yacht west, where I would then dock at Tokyo Harbor. When I approached my sister about the idea, though, she was less than enthused. In fact, the exact conversation was...
What? Travel to Japan by ship?
Well, yeah.
You're out of your goddamn mind, Rick.
What?
Listen, I want to see Roy as much as you do, but the only way I'm going to Japan is by air. Got it?
Fine, fine. Suit yourself. Jesus. Keep your eye on the news, Lisa. You're bound to see my waterlogged cadaver floating around on the front page. In retrospect, I could have chosen my last words to my dear twin a lot better. And as much as I hate to admit it, she was right about one thing. I was out of my goddamned mind. Anyway, once I stocked up on enough supplies, I began to plot my course. I'd set out from Vancouver Harbor, and then find the Pacific Current. Once there, I'd open up the sails and let it do most of the work. I'd then follow the current for about a week. After that, I'd be in the vicinity of Hawaii. I'd motor on over to Honolulu, stock up on enough supplies again, refuel, and then make the rest of the journey from there to Japan. In all, it would take about 2.5 weeks to get there. Not bad for man's first time crossing the Pacific. I remember the day I cast off from Vancouver. Not a cloud in the sky, and there was barely a breeze. Beautiful day, really. Turned on the GPS, motored on out, and I hit the Pacific Current later that day. From there, it was smooth sailing for a week. Or so I thought. On the morning of the eighth day, that's when everything went wrong. Huh? Jesus, it's cold in here. Huh? 27 degrees Celsius? The hell? There's no way that's right. If this is 27 degrees, then I must be going nuts. Must be set to Kelvin. Celsius! I should be sweating in this. Battery just probably needs to be re-energized. After putting on a pair of shorts and a tee, I then made my way to the wheel. I put the keys in the ignition and gave it a twist, but all I got was... What the hell? Okay, don't panic. Just give it another go. Okay. Pretty sure I wasn't on empty. In fact, I pretty sure I had 3/4 of a tank left. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Right. What did training say? Right, radio. Right. International distress frequency. 156.8 megahertz. 156.8 megahertz. 156.8 megahertz. Got it. Okay, you can do this. This is what you trained to do. Just keep calm and... Pan-pan. All stations. This is the Mary Perrin. We've had a cascade failure of all systems. Unsure of position. Immediate assistance is requested. What the hell? This isn't what's supposed to happen. I repeat, this is the Mary Perrin. We've had a cascade failure of all systems and are unsure of present location. Immediate assistance is requested. Oh, sweet Jesus, the radio's busted. God damn it, Lisa, you were right. What the hell am I gonna do? This day can't get any worse. Huh? Wind's picking up. But how? There are no storms forecast for this part of the Pacific. Whoa!
Alert, ship is listing.
No shit!
Launching emergency position, indicating radio beacon.
Was thrown overboard. Time stopped. I don't know for how long I bobbed around in the Pacific Ocean, because when I opened my eyes, I was on a beach. Hello? Is anyone there? Can anyone hear me? Looks like I'm alone. How little did I know that statement was far from true. Next time, it's a struggle for survival as I explore my new surroundings. Just what exactly is this place? Why are there bunkers with old computers in them? And who is that woman? All of these and more are answered in Chapter 1 of The Island, Castaway.